The co-chairs of the legislature's budget committee each say that some kind of new revenue may be needed, especially if the economy continues to slump. Madison Assembly Democrat Mark Pocan says lawmakers won't increase the income or sales taxes that hit people across the board. But Pocan says they may need to address what he calls tax fairness. He says that could mean getting rid of some tax breaks for businesses.
Clearly, I would guess that there's going to be some increased revenue that's needed, and I'm guessing we might even see some decreased revenue projections coming in while we're delivering the budget. So this is a very fluid document at this point.
Monona Senate Democrat Mark Miller says lawmakers may try to move money around or use federal stimulus funds to reverse some of the cuts the governor proposed to county services. But Miller won't rule out some kind of new revenue.
We're living in very uncertain times. The forecasts are that the economy may not recover as fast as the governor's budget projected. And that means is that that will create even further revenue shortfalls. And so we may just need to have additional revenue just to keep what's in the governor's budget.
The governor proposed several targeted tax increases in his budget on cigarettes, on wealthy people, on capital gains, and on oil companies. Pocan says the Joint Finance Committee could start voting on pieces of the budget as early as next week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.